Hey, this is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you are listening to the EA Podcast with Eric Allen. Take it away, EA.
Hey, what's up? It's EA in studio right now. It's the bye week. Hope you're enjoying a restful weekend with friends and family. I'm getting away myself, but before I left Florham Park, I got a chance to speak with Jets GM Mike Maccagnan, talk about the state of the green and white with six games remaining in the 2016 schedule. We covered a lot of topics. You can watch the interview on Jets Flight Plan, which airs 11:30 CBS New York, or on NewYorkJets.com as well. But I got a treat for you here on the EA Podcast, because we're going to give you our conversation in full right now. Well, your team has entered the bye week. Can we get your general overall thoughts where the squad is at this point in the season?
Well, I think first and foremost, we're obviously disappointed with our record, 3-7. There are some things that we feel good about. A lot of our younger players are getting an opportunity to play and contribute. We do feel good about that going forward. We obviously are disappointed in the record, as I mentioned. And I think when you look at it overall, we feel we are making progress, towards where we eventually want to be. But of course, the wins and losses at this point in time are very disappointing to us.
Speaking about making progress, you've mentioned what you've done from a youth standpoint, and in the roster, you constantly obviously evaluate that. You have a lot of young players on this team. Let's talk about the wide receiver position. You're getting contributions from Robbie Anderson, an undrafted free agent from Temple, Jalen Marshall, an undrafted free agent from Ohio State, and then a seventh-round pick in Teron Peak from Clemson.
Yeah, but all three of those guys have done a very good job for us, and I think going into the draft process, it's very nice when you can actually hit on a late round draft pick that actually has the potential to be a good player for you. But then in addition to that, finding the two college free agents who have both done a very good job. And we think all three of them have a lot of upside and potential. And then obviously Robbie in particular has some real big playability and potential. And then the other part of it is people get lost a little bit, Devin Smith from a year ago was injured, but again, we got a chance to see him a little bit last year before he got hurt, but of course he's back now healthy, so that it's another young player to kind of throw in the mix too. He's almost, because of injury last year, he's almost sort of redshirted that first year, but it's a, we feel good about our receiver crew overall, and that doesn't take anything away from, Brandon Marshall and obviously Quincy, and Quincy's another player who's done very well for us here this year too.
You mentioned Quincy, an emerging receiver in his second year as far as accrued seasons in the National Football League. Did you think he was ready for that next step? Have you been pleasantly surprised by his development?
Yeah, I think the one thing you find in last year, we felt good about him and we thought he was a good young player, but this year, he sort of elevated his game, and that's the... And I think long-term, that's kind of where, our focus really is like the build through the draft and build through the younger players. And, of course, when those players do make sometimes dramatic, improvement from year one to two, but year two to three and then three to four. But Quincy's done a very nice job for us. And, again, he's a player we saw the potential in him. And then this year in particular, he's really sort of blossomed and taken it to another level.
I think offensive line coach Steve Marshall has done an amazing job here in 2016. He reshuffled that lineup numerous times because of injury. Wesley Johnson started the last three games for you guys at center. At right tackle, Breno Giacomini started the year on the PUP list. So Beni Jelena and Brent Qualley alternated at right tackle. After Ryan Clady went down, Jelena really became a swing tackle because he went back to the left side. And now you got Breno back. And your young guards, I think when you look at this Jets team and a foundation, how about those guys like Winners and, of course, James Carpenter? Yep. Do you like what you've seen up front?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think going into the season, and we liked a lot of those guys beforehand, but we really didn't. They were sort of unproven. I mean, they performed in preseason, a lot of those guys, but not in the regular season, some of the younger guys you mentioned. But that's one of the things, too, when the season unfolded, and again, Ryan did a nice job for us early before he got hurt, and then Breno being out for the start of the season, it was a bit of an unknown how we were going to perform in that area, but the one nice thing that came out of it was all those young guys you've mentioned, particularly Quale and Ben, both those guys have done a nice job for us, and again, now they're, performing at a level we feel good about going forward, so... Whereas at one point in time it was a bit of a concern for us, now it's actually turned into sort of an area where we actually feel pretty good about.
How about Winter specifically? He seems like he's taking his game to the next level. Became a full-time starter last year after Willie Colon went out. I remember his first start in London, matching up with Ndamukong Suh, of course. Did a fine job there, but he seems to be really in a comfort zone right now.
Yeah, and I think with Brian in particular, like he's you know, you look at his career and he's missed a little time with injuries early. But he's blossomed very nicely. And in fact, it's a testament not only to Brian, but again, the coaching from both Steve and actually David Diaz Infante. Both those guys do a very good job with the offensive line. But Brian's one of those guys we're excited about going forward. Again, he's in that certain point of his career where he's starting to, you know, sort of reach his potential and fulfill some of his potential. So we're excited about him going forward. And obviously, going to be a free agent at the end of the season, but we try to keep him and get him back and keep him in the mix.
How about the production of Matt Forte? A lot of people said a 30-year-old running back, and you and Todd Bowles said we don't see a 30-year-old running back. We see a good running back, and he's a guy who's getting better by the game. And your run game has really come on the last four games. I think you're averaging more than 150 yards on the ground over that time span, and Forte is a big reason why.
Yes, and Matt was a player. I mean, we obviously, when Chris Ivory was a free agent, we wanted to re-sign Chris, but of course that we knew the market was going to be, you know, was going to obviously price him out at a certain level. So when we lost out on Chris, obviously Matt was kind of our next target. Now, that doesn't take away anything from Bilal Powell, who's actually done a very good job for us also. And then I guess late in training camp, we had actually Kyrie Robinson also, but he got injured in training camp. But Matt's done a great job, and I think Matt's, you know, proven that, you know, and it's really more of a testament, not just his ability, but how he approaches the game, his work ethic. But he's done a very nice job for us. And then really with him and Bilal, again, when we utilized him, is a very good running back in his own right. So it's a nice 1-2 punch to have with both those guys, and kind of excited about both those guys going forward.
How about your first overall pick as GM in the New York Jets, Leonard Williams? He had a good rookie campaign, and now he's made that sophomore leap. If you look at the team stats, and I know football is more than just stats, but one thing he talked about all offseason was, I got to get to the quarterback more. Yep. And he certainly has, despite playing in the interior, where you see a lot of traffic, as you know. And he's up there in tackles for loss, and quarterback hits as well.
You know, it's interesting with Leonard, and Leonard was a very young player. I don't think he actually turned 21 until like June of last year. So we knew he had obviously, being very young, he still has a lot of, you know, potential and ability to develop. But he's really blossomed into a very good young player. I think last year we always felt very good about Leonard, and we thought, you know, he was a very active player, a very dominant player at times. He was close. I think he actually was one of the higher rated guys in terms of our number of hits on the quarterback a year ago. Now this year, obviously, he's sort of converted those into sacks. And I think at this point in time last year, he may have only had about a half sack on the season after 9 or 10 games. This year he's at 6 and really developing into a very good, dominant, complete player.
How about your first round pick, Darren Lee? Made a lot of contributions early. Mm-hmm. Got a little bit banged up, but now has returned to the lineup. What have you seen from him so far, so early in his career?
Well, Darren's another young player. When we drafted him, I think he just literally was just turned 21 or just, you know, a little over that. But again, he's a very athletic linebacker. I think at one point in time before he was injured, he was actually leading our team in tackles. So he's done a very good job for us, and we're excited about him going forward. But he brings definitely an athletic speed element to the game, and it was kind of, when we lost him to the ankle injury, that was obviously unfortunate, but he should be ready to go and back and playing on a full-time basis now going forward. But again, another young player who, you know, we like a lot as a player in terms of ability and potential, and the player he can potentially develop into, but also from a character and intangible standpoint, a very good kind of kid to go build around going forward.
When you resume action, you'll be hosting the New England Patriots. He had a waiver claim from the Patriots and Darrell Roberts. Now, here is a guy who impressed the coaching staff at practice and now is playing a critical role, especially over these last 6 games. Marcus Williams out with the ankle sprain. And when you guys go to sub, Darrell Roberts is playing outside for you.
Yeah, Darrell actually has done a very good job. And I think people tend to forget, like, you focus so much on pro free agency in the offseason. You focus on the draft. But there's 2 other avenues of acquiring players that are critical, or, you know, to us. One is, you know, the college free agents, which we've, you know, had some success with the 2 receivers, and actually, there was a defensive lineman named Thomas also that did a nice job for us. But the other part of it is when you get into the season, you have the waiver wire or practice rosters from other teams that you can go sign players from. But, you know, Roberts was a player that we liked in the preseason, you know, and he was a little injured, I think, in one of the games at the end of it. But we liked him enough that we claimed him. And he's come in and done a very good job for us, not unlike, to a degree almost, when Marcus Williams was brought into this organization a few years ago. He was a player that, you know, we actually had in Houston that was, you know, waived off our practice roster. The Jets signed him. He turned into a good player for the Jets here. But Roberts is of the same type of, you know, those are where you start moving ahead. You know, you try to build your talent base, but when you can add talent through those avenues, that actually gives you a chance to be successful down the road.
At the quarterback position, you got a chance to see Bryce Petty, a fourth-round pick in your first draft, make his first start against the L.A. Rams. And then, obviously, Christian Hackenberg continues to develop. Since we're not out of practice when these guys are taking reps, can you talk about Hackenberg and how he's coming along? And also, was it fun for you just to take a step back and see Bryce in action?
Yeah, you know, it's funny when I watched Bryce the other day, and he did a pretty good job, and that's for his first start ever, and that's a pretty aggressive front seven or defense. Those guys get after the quarterback pretty good. At least they've been doing that this season, and I think our offensive line did a nice job, and Bryce did a nice job in that kind of environment. But it's nice when you think back to as a GM, you probably think back to the first few mini camps or the first preseason games from a year ago when Bryce was a true rookie. And then it's nice to see how much he's progressed from there. And now he still has a lot more, he still has a lot more potential to develop. But it was a nice first start for him. I think it's, you know, again, when we break down the tape, there's always nuances and things from a coaching standpoint, which he needs to do better on and can do better on. But he did get off to a good start, which was nice. And then with Christian, he's a player that we like quite a bit in terms of his ability and potential. But of course, there's aspects of his play he needs to improve upon, and we've been happy with the progress he's made. And at some point in time, we'll see if how he does on the field. But he's done some good things for us, in the practice environment. I think, unfortunately, because of injuries, originally we had four quarterbacks. Then we, lost Bryce for a period of time, and then obviously Gino, unfortunately. But Christian's getting more reps in practice, which is only good for his potential and his development.
Six games left. You, as the GM, the football architect of the New York Jets, are you excited to continue to watch these guys as you tinker with the roster? Because that never ends, as you know. That's a daily thing that you guys, you have staff throughout the country, even up in Canada, looking at guys. So the roster, I always laugh in the summer when people say it's the final roster. I say the roster's never final.
No. I think what you realize in this business, it's a constant process trying to figure out ways to make the team better, and we do that ourselves. As I mentioned before, we are disappointed with the record. But there are some good things in the organization in terms of players and stuff like that that we feel good about going forward. We definitely have focused on some of the young players that have come in more recently. But it's a constant process, and you're constantly trying to figure out ways not only to, acquire players, add more talented players to the roster, but also, look at ways we can improve overall. And so that's kind of been our focus. And again, it really from the end of July, right before the start of training camp, until the end of the draft, it's a kind of a 9-month sprint.
Thanks, Mike. I've enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, thank you, Eric.